Biden seeks green cards for more than 85,000 Afghans amid vetting failures. By John Binder on May 2, 2022. President Joe Biden is seeking to provide green cards to tens of thousands of Afghans who were quickly resettled in American communities over the last 8 months amid a federal investigation that found many have possible ties to terrorism and were not properly vetted. The quasi-amnesty plan has slipped into a funding request where Biden is asking Congress to approve $33 billion in American taxpayer money to send to Ukraine. As part of the plan, Afghans given humanitarian parole by the Biden administration would be allowed to adjust their immigration status to obtain lawful permanent residence, otherwise known as a green card. After 5 years of holding a green card, the Afghans would be able to apply for naturalized American citizenship. The Secretary of Homeland Security, in the Secretary's discretion, may adjust the status of an Afghan national whose parole has not been terminated to that of an individual lawfully admitted for permanent residence, provided that the Afghan national, the plan states. Dan Stein with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, said in a statement that the plan is simply another effort by Biden to blow holes in our already crippled immigration system. These are not people who lent material support to U.S. forces during the 20 years we spent in Afghanistan, Stein said. Rather, many are random people who arrived in the United States after the Taliban takeover and were admitted under the Biden administration's widely abused power of parole. Biden has resettled more than 85,000 Afghans in American communities across 46 states since mid-August 2021 and plans to continue resettling tens of thousands of Afghans throughout the year while asking Congress to authorize the resettlement of Afghans for the next decade. The resettlement failed to properly vet Afghans against counterterrorism databases, the Department of Defense's Inspector General revealed in an explosive investigation in February. As of November 2021, the report states that 50 Afghans already in the U.S. have been flagged for significant security concerns. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties have since disappeared in the U.S. in one instance. Only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged months ago for security concerns could be located. The resettlement was first authorized by 49 House and Senate Republicans, who joined Democrats in September 2021 to fund the resettlement to the sum of $6.4 billion. Then, in December 2021, 20 House and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass an additional $7 billion in funds to ramp up the endless Afghan migration. Refugee contractors, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on American taxpayer money to resettle refugees across the U.S. annually, secured billions as a result of the funding measures. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee, and within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here. Refugee contractors, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on American taxpayer money to resettle refugees across the U.S. annually, secured billions as a result of the funding measures. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee. And within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.